You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, and I'm Jonesy Jones. You can find me on YouTube, Jonesy Jones Music, also Facebook, Crown Jewels.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because chew rhymes with stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning on this gloomy looking cloudy Sunday morning. Yeah, you like it.
Fantastic. This is a day made for laying in bed.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna be able to do that today. I got a lot to do, got places to go, people to see, you know, being me.
Yeah.
So anyway, how you doing this morning, Stu?
I'm aight.
Ain't? How about you, Charlie? You okay?
I'll let you know when I wake up. A lot of weekend already.
Already a lot of weekend. Yeah. And football season ain't even here yet. Mm-hmm. It's getting here, though.
Yep. The nip is in the air.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Even though it's still 100 degrees or whatever outside, when a college football game starts playing, it just feels cooler outside.
Yeah, it does.
I wonder, is one of the channels showing classic football games yet?
Oh, ESPNU does it all year long.
Yeah.
They never let up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I noticed you start seeing more of them about a month before the season opens.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of get you in the mood.
I'll tell you what else. NFL Network all year long plays former football games.
Yeah. Did they have games before the kneeling started?
Yeah, actually, they go back about 3 years. They play some of the best games in the NFL throughout the season just to fill the hole.
Yeah.
Because let's be brutally honest. A football game played 3 years ago that you know the outcome to and have seen seven times is still more interesting than a full house count in the bottom of the ninth in game seven of the World Series.
I don't know.
In a tie game. It's just not.
The Diamondback Yankees game when Luis Gonzalez from South Alabama stepped up there with full count.
Had we not had 9/11, no one would have been watching that just like every other World Series.
That was for 9/11, that's
well,
for sure.
That was because of 9/11.
Yeah.
That was the World Series right after 9/11.
Yeah. I like to watch the classic college because a game from 10 or 12 years ago, I have no idea who won it, so I can just pretend it's a brand new game.
Yeah. But, I walked into an establishment the other day, and this guy was sitting there looking at a football game on TV, and it was a rerun. I said, that's the national championship. He says, oh, is it national championship time? This guy has no clue about football, doesn't like football, and he was getting into it. And it was the Alabama-Georgia game.
Did you ever tell him?
Yeah, I did. He felt, I didn't know.
Yeah, that was the game to determine the national champion of 49 of the 50 states.
Yeah. That's it.
The most important state had already been determined.
Okay.
A little sad news. We want to go ahead and get it out of the way so that, you know, we can move on with the flow of the show. But Mary Scarlough, who most people know, like I do, is Miss Mary, who opened this wonderful bakery on the island called Lighthouse Bakery, passed away in the last week. And she was a sweetheart. Her daughter has been running the place. And y'all go down there when they open back up and fill up, because I'm telling you right now, those breakfast muffins, that's one of the best breakfasts in Mobile. They're fantastic. So, you know, keep the family in your prayers, and then when you head down to the island, make sure you go get yourself a pastry.
Yes, certainly. And I got news last night that Bill Armbreck of the Brick Pit, his father passed away last night.
Right. And prayers are with Bill.
He'd been ill for quite some time now, and he finally exhausted and could no longer move, carry on. And I understand. I've only met the man one time, but I understand. You know, he was a great lawyer here in town for such a long time, and great bunch of kids, and I know he's going to be sadly missed by the Armbreck family and the friends. Speaking of Bill Armbreck and the Brick Pit, you know, I'm keeping my pulse, my thumb on the pulse to see what's going on there. So there is something in the works. So just keep your ears to the ground and keep listening to us, and we'll let you know if something does break of when it may reopen. So anyway, our condolences to Mary and her family, the Lighthouse, and to the Armbreck family.
Hey, man.
So anyway.
South Alabama's looking to build a campus on a stadium on campus.
Yeah,
I think that's a fantastic idea.
I think it is as well.
I also love the people that are saying it's time for Ladd Stadium to be imploded.
Well,
there's a lot of memory, but that facility is unmodernizable.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of I don't know because I'm not an insider on it, but I've heard a lot of complaints with from ESPN and, mm-hmm. and all them how so outdated the stadium is.
Yeah.
And you know, will they go in and build a new stadium? You know, does Mobile need a 40,000-50,000 seat stadium? Mm-hmm. Now we're going to have an empty baseball stadium here pretty soon.
Yeah.
You know,
because baseball's boring.
They could do like Pensacola High Schools, where each school has their own stadium on campus.
Well, a lot of them get when they build a new school today, a high school, they put a stadium on it.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And but you know, Mobile stands a chance. I mean, it's almost like the Senior Bowl's been wanting to pull out of Mobile for quite a while. But anyway, we're a food and wine show.
Yep. And the nappies. Came out.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are some people, some of these I really do agree with. Mm-hmm. Krish Ranasek as a best chef in Mobile from Noble South.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And Dragonfly Food Bar, you nailed it, folks. That is by far the most innovative menu in town. In fact, some of the restaurants that made that had no business being on there. There was nothing innovative on their menu, so I'm glad to see Dragonfly Food Bar went out. Dolphins, yeah, absolutely. Just some amazing stuff. There is an alarming number of chains on here, and this is something I would love to see the Nappies do. If it's a chain, don't either put it in one category, best chain restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and ignore when people nominate a chain for real categories other than best chain restaurant, or just, you know, quit doing it. It's simple as that.
Well, you know, this.
There should be one category that you allow chain restaurants in, and that's best chain restaurant.
There you go.
And because here's the thing. When you have places that have multiple locations, even though they may be mediocre at best, because there's one in every neighborhood, they're going to get votes. And I can cite, you know that Memphis is a mecca for barbecue.
Right.
One of the greatest places in the world to have barbecue is Memphis, Tennessee. But every year, the best of Memphis, the winner, is Corky's Barbecue. And nobody in Memphis eats there.
Hmm.
Not really, because it's exactly. And there are 25 locations of Corky's Barbecue. There's only one Rendezvous. There's only one Blue Street. So if you're going to allow the chains that have multiple locations in, however locations they have, you divide their votes by that number.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, some of these on here are just, it's embarrassing. What got voted the best of in some of these categories. But most of them, they nailed it. I mean, Roosters, it'd be hard to argue that as best Latin
exactly.
American. You know, that's a fantastic call. You know, Greek Fest, best annual event. I've felt that for years.
Mm-hmm.
Although that Cajun Cook-Off, that's climbing up there.
It's coming on up.
Yeah, most of these in the food and wine categories, the readers did well. Some of them, they're embarrassments. Mm-hmm. Just a few. Clearly, Cammy's is the best ice cream.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, clearly. You know, Neiman's Catering, it's hard to beat them. I mean, people come to Mobile and hire Neiman's to drive to South Carolina to cater their wedding. So clearly they're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Well, I know Neiman's and Russo's the same way. Mm-hmm. Georgia Russo,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they still go to D.C. and places like that.
Yeah, so for the most part, yeah, hard to find fault with the voters, but there's a few that is just the categories.
Well,
it's,
especially
the winners,
when you're supposed to, you know, it's supposed to be like a local thing.
Right,
and,
right.
Chains are not local.
Right, chains are not local.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what is local?
Yeah,
that's something to discuss. If you are a locally owned restaurant, but you buy every bit of your product from somewhere else. How local are you?
Companies from wherever.
Now, I get one that, you know, importing stuff is important for a particular cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a New York pizzeria, then it makes sense to get your cheese and your pepperoni and everything from the place that you're trying to emulate.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. But you're a seafood restaurant on the Gulf Coast and you're serving tilapia and shway, You don't even need to be listed on
Let's
the category.
Talk about this more when we come back. Folks, 343-0106 if you want to get a line or on the line, or you can text us.
How local is your local business?
How local is your local? That's it.
In the west, I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play. Pretty clothes that never were mine, but if my dream comes true, the sun's gonna shine. Oh, I want a butter and egg man, some big butter and egg man wants me.
Look here, baby, look here. Now I'll be your great big butter and egg man, honey. But I'm different. I'm from way down in the south.
That's just what I'm looking for.
At Hardee's, slider time is all the time. Starting with huge flavor, applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage, fluffy eggs and melty cheese all on a toasty little bun. Get two for $2.99 all morning. Then keep the day going with our charbroiled beef sliders layered with melty cheese on a toasted bun. That's big burger flavor starting at just $1.25. We ain't on Pacific time. This is slider time. All day, every day. Bring your hunger to Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
If you're a small business owner, well, you don't need me to tell you that the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. That's why it's crucial you make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. Could try posting on some of those other job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who's going to see your job posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce, and unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every single day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio Town Hall with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must take a stand.
Please join me, Pete Rehm, 8 p.m. every Thursday night for the Restoring Common Sense Town Hall. Presented by the Call News, delivering news and sports for Mobile County. We'll turn up your voice. That's Common Sense Town Hall, presented by the Call News, every Thursday at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, and I'm Jonesy Jones. You can find me on YouTube, Jonesy Jones Music, also Facebook, Crown Jewels.
Man, awesome girl. She and the Crown Jewels down at Dolphin Island this weekend. I would like to have gone to that.
It's great.
They can bring it. She can play that horn. She's got a voice.
Yeah.
I was had run into another singer-songwriter local, Lauren Murphy, one night. And we both were talking about how incredible Jonesy's voice is. And that's
it's strong
because Lauren's got a fantastic voice.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to respect Jonesy, that should let you know. I'd love to hear those two sing together. That would be interesting.
We have a great music scene.
We sure do. Yeah. Marlo Boys just released a new CD.
Yes,
their first.
Played some on the 92 Zoo, competitor station, but hey, we're not a music station.
right. You're good friends with Phil and Stan.
Correct? Mm-hmm. We're the Wednesday night gang at the Callahan's.
Yeah. And Joe Langley and I go way back. We worked together at Mars Hill Cafe,
mm-hmm.
And Joe actually messaged me the other night, he's playing a little getaway and want to know some places to get in the town that they're heading to.
Okay.
So I got him a breakfast spot, a brunch spot, a date night spot, and just some fun places to eat spots.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I hope you and Julie have a wonderful time. Congratulations on the album. And, you know, if you send us a copy, we might play it. I'm just saying. Just saying. We might.
I bought a copy the other night, but I gave it to Lou.
I bought a copy of Lauren's CD, her last CD, last summer, and gave it to a friend of mine because there's a song or two on Lauren's that were that she wrote dealing when her husband was passing. Mm-hmm. And I have found that, you know, me losing my father and stuff, that some of those songs really helped. And I had a friend whose grandmother died, so I gave her the CD to listen to. So, yeah, it's a great CD all around, but it's therapeutic as well.
We'll probably listen to it on our way to the beach this afternoon to go see Dave Matthews.
Oh, you going to go see Dave Matthews. Mm-hmm. My buddy Jeff Coffin is now the saxophone player for him.
Okay.
Cool. What used to be with Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, who had opened for Dave for a decade probably. And when Dave Matthews' saxophonist passed away, he Jeff used to come out there and cut head with his. Which, yeah. And if you don't know, that's a trade of improvisational solos, cutting head. You're both trying to outdo each other in how impressive your licks are.
Right, right.
And Jeff would routinely win.
Yeah.
So when the sad passing of Dave's saxophonist, he asked Jeff to come on and
take
his place. Right. But we got a number of calls up here, and I think I'm fixing to get beat up.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you talk to some people, Michael?
Hey, well, who we got Rose?
Rose, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Rose, how are you this morning?
Hey, we're going to have 12 to 15 people, and I would like to find a place downtown that could accommodate for lunch. And I know there's Wenzel's, but it's so loud in there, I don't think we could... have to make a few announcements.
Like what day of the week?
Yeah, you probably should have scheduled that a week in advance.
I tell you, a quiet
place like that.
I tell you, it's not going to be that quiet. But Panini Pete's accommodated us 2 weekends ago for 40 people on a Sunday for beignets.
Okay, Mobile or downtown? Are you looking downtown. For Mobile or Fairhope, Rose?
Mobile.
Okay, yeah, Panini Pete's. Yeah, he's got. Two sides of his restaurant. No, it's not too packed down on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Just give them a call. Always.
Oh, no, it's not today. It's in September.
Oh,
September,
well, heck yeah. For September. Well, yeah, you plan it ahead. Let's see. Pete's would probably be a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the day.
I don't want real, some restaurants play real loud music in the background.
They don't.
Yeah. Okay.
And if... darn, I know there's some other places down there. Just trying to remember who they are.
Right, that are open on Sunday. I wouldn't go Blind Mule because it's more bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great brunch.
Yeah. And in my opinion, the best brunch in Mobile is Blind Mule.
Yeah.
But there are a number of other places downtown. Dear, just give them all a call. Just try something centrally located. You know you got Panini Pizza as your backup.
Mm-hmm.
And just check with a few other places. You could probably go on their Facebook page and just send them an instant message.
Yeah, I don't know what
your give me some names to call.
I don't know if you're what your budget is, but you can check
TP Crockmeyer's.
TP Crockmeyer's. You can check with Dolphins.
Yeah.
Is
Southern National open for lunch on Sundays? Do they do a brunch on Sundays?
It's not a Sunday. It's not on a Sunday.
Oh.
It's during the week.
Heck. You've got a whole field of places open to you now. Kitchen on George.
You can try El Papi.
Yeah, El Papi is good if you want a Latin feel. What else have we got? Well, Southern National, like we just mentioned, would be terrific.
Mm-hmm. Just depends on your price range.
Noble South, Dumbwaiter, just about any of the nicer places. Just if it's restaurant first, bar second, they'll probably be able to accommodate you. If they're bar first, like Lodaw Beer Garden or Montego's, they're bar first, restaurant second. They're going to be the louder places.
Yeah, I don't know if Royal Scam's open for lunch or not.
On Sunday. Well, I don't know.
Sunday.
Yeah. I've got it in my head because it's Sunday. I'm sorry about that, Rose. But, yeah, Royal Scam might be a good call if it's a little after lunch. During lunch, they're going to be too busy.
Yeah.
Same with Vaughn's. Vaughn's is very loud. It's a, well, if it's got bistro in the title, it's going to be loud. That is part of the description of a bistro. Small, 60 or fewer seats, high ceiling with lots of noise.
Oh, I know. Eugene's Monkey Bar.
Yes, perfect. Eugene's Monkey Bar right there on Bienville Square inside the new hotel.
Okay.
Those are some places.
Yeah. I would. That's my, yeah, Eugene's would be my first call.
And what hotel is that?
It's the Hilton Garden Inn. It's a brand-new hotel facing Bimble Square.
All right. Royal Scamp is out.
Royal Scamp. Yeah, they're probably loud. Vaughn's would probably be too loud for what you're trying to do. But Eugene sounds perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Glad we have you. Let's go to Kit.
Hey, Kit, what's up this morning?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
That's fine. How can we help you, sir?
Well, there used to be a place down on Spring Hill Avenue. John Word used to own a restaurant there on Spring Hill, and next to it was a little old place called The Wagon or something like that that did po' boys, Rochelle's.
Rochelle's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I'm trying to do is find a place here in Mobile that did the po' boys like she done. I don't know if it was steamed or pressed or what. Do you know of any place?
Yeah, I've heard of the pressed po' boys. I don't think anyone in Mobile does them. Now, there's a restaurant in Mobile called Rochelle's that does a pressed cheeseburger. That's fantastic.
You know, that may be the same.
Yeah, it's on Spring Hill Avenue in Crichton, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, Rochelle's has po' boys, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. And they've got what's called a plancha. And I'm sure if you ask them, they'll press it.
Okay, all right. Like I said, I was trying to find a place around here that did that, and I used to go there, like I said, 40 years ago.
Same.
Were you talking about Max Wheelhouse that was right next to Rochelle?
Max Wheelhouse.
Was right next to Rochelle's.
Same family, son of the flower family.
Okay, great, great. And they're on Spring Hill?
Yeah, Max is closed down.
Right in Crichton.
Max is gone. But Rochelle's is still there.
Okay, buddy, I appreciate everything.
Yes, sir. Anything we can do for you.
And on Rose's question, our friend David Calametti from Alabama Coasting Magazine, he said he suggested Dolphins as well. Mm. And he says the Royal Scam has a backspace.
They do.
So
they do.
Call the Royal Scam, and Dave Rasp will take care of you, Rose, and Dolphins. Thank you, David, for letting us know. And I will get you your email hopefully today or tomorrow, buddy.
Well, Stu.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever just been sitting at home and said, God, I'm hungry. Mm. I want something to eat. But I don't want to go get it.
I have on occasion.
Well, we're going to have a guest in a little while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he has a delivery service in this town.
That's fantastic.
And what a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You have a need. There's two needs. People need food, and then people need it delivered. So when we come back after our break, we got a little while, but when we come back, we're going to have AJ from Port City Delivery.
Port City, very familiar with them. I've used them at a couple of restaurants now. I think they have a fine service.
They do that. Yep. They do that.
They are locally owned. And operated.
Operated.
That dollar stays in the Mobile market, folks. It doesn't go to Louisiana like some.
Or Atlanta. Or
Hot Atlanta.
Nashville or New York
Speaking
City.
Speaking of Nashville, somebody was there recently.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
Oh, yes, you do. I got a long list. I learned a lot of stuff up in Nashville. Some of it's top secret, Mike. I can't even share it with you.
Well, while you were going to Nashville.
I will when the microphone's off. But.
While you were going to Nashville, we were at Eugene's Monkey Bar having lunch on them.
Oh.
You messed out.
I don't know, man.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
I noticed
fabulous.
Radio crew on this show did not get invited.
We did.
Yeah. The talent things, got invited.
I'm talking about the guys behind the scenes.
There's a lot of things we don't get invited to either. Kind of works out, doesn't it?
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk to AJ with Port City
Delivery.
Yeah. But you can get in on it too, 343-0106, text or call.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And for Monday, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
You're invited to come meet Noel Hanley, teacher and owner of the yoga and dance studio Sway Downtown, at Benefits of Yoga Saturday Conversations, August 4th, 10 to 11 a.m. at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government Downtown. Discover the benefits of doing yoga and how you can achieve balance in body, mind, and soul. Saturday, August 4th, 10 to 11, at Mobile's Ben May Main Library, downtown. 208-7079 for more.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
I want to thank Marty before we get to AJ real quick, because she made a restaurant recommendation to us. When we were heading up to Birmingham, I said, listen, I'm cutting over by the Summit. I said, other than Flip Burger, what do you recommend? She recommended a restaurant called Abhi, A-B-H-I, listed as a sushi restaurant. We ate no sushi. They had sushi. I'm sure it was fantastic. But we had these dumplings called Momo buns and all this amazing Asian food that wasn't like anything I'd ever had before. So if you're in Birmingham, especially on the Summit, you know, on the east side, go to Abhi. Marty, thank you. That restaurant was phenomenal. And I could see why it's getting national attention.
Cold beans.
Yeah. But we got local matters to attend to here.
We got AJ McClendon on the phone. He runs and operates Port City Delivery, which is a delivery service for food, and he's a local owned business himself. So, AJ, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. So, how's business right now?
Business is doing good. I could always do better, and I really like that you guys. I listen to y'all at the top of the hour about the local companies. I appreciate that. That's one thing we want people to know. Absolutely.
Well, it helps that Port City is in the name, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
That's good. So, man, tell us when you got this idea and what made you decide to do it.
Well, see, actually, my family's from here in Mobile, and my grandparents live in Theodore. My uncle actually works at USA, and I actually worked for a company similar to this in Tuscaloosa, University of Alabama, and took the idea and brought it back down here to Mobile, and that was where the idea came from.
Okay.
Yeah. So you didn't get enough abuse before?
Actually, the place I worked at, they did probably close to 1,000 orders a day. So
that's impressive.
We're nowhere near that. But, that was hectic, to say the least.
Yeah, I started my restaurant career out, well, I guess my first job was washing dishes at Shoney's. But when I really got serious and did it, you know, full time, not just a summer job, it was with Domino's Pizza.
Oh, delivery. I did that too when I was younger.
Yeah, back in the days when they still had the 30-minute guarantee.
Oh, yeah. And I was a little before my time.
Yeah, and I remember, thank you. I can remember watching 2020 do a special on us one time, and they showed clips from it in our training video, and it said, because someone had to have their pizza in 30 minutes or less, someone had to die.
Yeah.
And I remember everybody in the room going, as long as I get a tip, I can live with that. You know, but it's not that same atmosphere anymore that it was back then, where it's just a bunch of college kids and cars flying down the road with a sign on top. Yeah. It's
no, there's we have people ranging from college kids all the way up to, you know, people probably in their 50s or so. Everybody's got to make a dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And traffic is such, especially if you're delivering downtown, there is no speeding. It's just you get there when you get there.
Yeah, but the downtown Midtown area seems to get their food a little bit quicker. I think just the stretch of road that exists when you get beyond west of 65, it's just hard to move around. There's no real shortcuts in Mobile. Mm-hmm. There's no real shortcuts. There's a few.
I know a few. There was a time when I worked.
We don't want anybody to contend with on the road.
Yeah, but I had a deputy sheriff as a dad who taught me all of the shortcuts. And also taught me which roads there wouldn't be a trooper sitting on.
Oh, well, if you could get me that list, that'd be great.
Well, I don't know if it's still valid from 1989.
I'm going to tell you, it's Cottage Hill and Spring Hill. Cottage Hill and Spring Hill's gotten so bad. I've actually, you can call me crazy if you want to. I actually found that I can get up and down Airport Boulevard, Boulevard a lot quicker than I can Cottage Hill or Spring Hill or Moffitt. Believe it or not.
The problem is tickets downtown. Some of our drivers have gotten tickets just trying to find a parking spot, even with their car toppers on, which
the mayor needs to address. I can tell you, they don't do that in Nashville. Mm-mm. They don't do it in New Orleans. They don't do it in real cities. They
ticket
don't take
delivery
it delivered.
You mean?
Yeah, they don't do it.
Mm. Yeah, I wish they wouldn't here.
Yeah.
Because I worked for a company called Steakout up in Nashville, which delivered steaks, burgers, and chicken when I first moved up there. And we did gangbusters business, and, you know, it was just, you know, don't be there too long, and we'll let you.
They had a steakout in Tuscaloosa. Yeah. I believe they had a steakout in Tuscaloosa.
They used to have one here, but it closed out. But so when did you get this idea, and how long have you been in business now?
Well, we actually came down here to in 2016. I started talking with a lot of the restaurants, but we didn't actually become really operational. We didn't start marketing and getting orders until probably the beginning of 2017. And we've been doing business steadily for about a year and a half, maybe.
Yep, and so you're showing steady growth each month, I would imagine, as more people get used to the concept?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the market has been relatively conditioned at this point. So most people know about delivery services. Now they're just trying to choose. And I know, you know, y'all mentioned our national competitor out there that a lot of people probably know of and use. I just don't want them to think that they're local. I've actually had a lot of people, you know, say to me they thought that company was local, but they're not. We actually just recently donated $2,000 to Davidson football, their program, and we've donated a percentage of our profits to the Children's and
Warriors. I wish you could see the smile on former Davidson High School linebacker Mike Bailey's
face. Go Warriors!
Yeah, no. I really just want people to know it's not even just about us being local. I like to think that our service and our customer service and how quick we are to respond to customers' issues are better than the competition as well. I think if anybody were to go look at our Facebook reviews or our Google reviews or anything like that, they could see for themselves. And we're a company that cares. I mean, personally answer phone calls when people have issues. There's a lot of customers who have my personal cell phone number, which not a lot of owners would do, but I freely give it out because I just want to make sure. I've been in delivery since I was 17. I'm 32, so I'm showing my age. But, I always knew what made a company better, and it was really just somebody who cared. It was really just somebody who liked what they did. So I just kind of wanted to bring that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, for those who maybe listen and aren't familiar, where can they find your service and see how many restaurants do you represent right now?
Gosh, I think it's 60 or more. I know at least 50-plus here in Mobile, including Butch Cassidy's, which I heard about earlier. Mm-hmm. I heard y'all talk about earlier. Port City Deliveries, by the way, not to segue too much, but Port City Deliveries. That's IES at the end, not a Y, but PortCityDeliveries.com, where you can download it on the app. Mm-hmm. You can actually call the office and place an order too. I think you can't do that with our competition, but our phone number is 251 7730. But y'all mentioned Roosters and Cammies, and we also deliver for Old Shell Market. You know, so we have a lot of local restaurants that we service that the other guys don't as well. So we would like to keep it as local as possible.
Right, and you know, in my line, I actually work on the restaurant end with all of the companies that are in town, and I can tell you from experience, the two local companies we have are much easier to deal with than the two that aren't located here, because we've got someone locally we can call if there's an issue.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to calling some toll-free number and getting a switch line, a switch line.
Yeah. And the biggest thing, I think, and y'all hit on this earlier, was your money stays in Mobile, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of projects, and there's a lot of things that our money could go into, and I've often thought about, just for our sake and the driver's sake, donating some of our money to the programs for roads, or do something about potholes. <I don't know. laughs>
Having fun on Ann Street, are you?
Man, oh, you nailed it.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital for my accident, and they transferred me from Spring Hill to Mobile Infirmary, and they had to take the ambulance down all these bumpy roads, and I'm, you know, got all kinds of equipment hanging off of me and stuff, and I was just like, oh my gosh, could y'all hit a few more potholes? They said, we could have taken Ann Street. Okay, never mind, I'll hush. Yeah, Charlie has a question.
Yeah, AJ, I was just wondering, if let's say that I wanted to order some food from a particular restaurant, first of all, how can I find out if that if you do deliveries from that particular restaurant? And what is the procedure? Do I call the restaurant first and say, all right, I'd like to order this to go, and somebody's coming to pick it up? Or how do you actually do that?
Well, the easiest way to figure out which restaurants we service would be to go check out our website, Port City Deliveries. And it's all one word, IES at the end. Again, it's portcitydeliveries.com. And when you go to that website, you immediately see a list of all the restaurants that we service.
All right, and let's say I wanted to get a couple of those soon-to-be famous burgers and other stuff at Butch Cassidy's. What do I do? Do I call Butch Cassidy's, or do I call you?
No. You actually, when you're on that website, you'll just go to the Butch Cassidy button. There's a big, you know, logo of the Butch Cassidy, and then it has a picture of their burger. And then you'll click that. Their menu will drop down, and from the website or the app, which you can download on your smartphone, you can actually just click on the items you want on the menu, and it will go into your cart, and then you'll just hit the checkout button. You can do cash or credit with us, too. It's another difference. But you can do cash with us or credit, and you'll just hit the complete button. Once that happens, we go and pick it up for you and bring it straight to you. If you do call one of the restaurants and you ask them for delivery, maybe you weren't even trying to, you know, you didn't know about us at all. We get this a lot. A lot of the restaurants will just tell customers to call us, and they'll give you our phone number, and that's 251-473-0730. And if you don't want to place it online, you can call us. We prefer it online. We prefer it through the app because it kind of, you know, sometimes we can be on the phone for a long time with customers, and we definitely want to, you know, get back to helping people and moving the drivers and keeping things running smooth. So online is the best way to do that. For sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do you figure the fee? Is it a percentage of the bill?
Well, we actually take a commission from the restaurant. So it's just the $2.99 delivery fee plus whatever you feel like you'd want to tip the driver. Now, some restaurants will actually increase their prices on our menu to offset the margins at which we take a commission. So, you know, a $10 meal that you would go in and get from, like, Island Wing Company or China Doll or something is still $10. But some of the other restaurants actually have a little bit of a markup to offset the percentage that we take from their money.
Okay, but I don't need to have an unexpected surprise on a delivery fee then.
Oh, you'll have it all spelled out.
That would be the only thing that would be up to you. Yeah, but the $2.99 fee is only up to a 4 mile square radius. I mean, if you're out in West Mobile and you order something from downtown, we'll still bring it to you, but it's $1 per mile after 4 miles.
Oh, sure, that's reasonable.
Right.
Yeah, and that goes to the driver, by the way. We actually, and this is another big thing about us, we actually have a few people who came from the big national company. We show our drivers our tips, and our tips and our deliveries go to our drivers. We don't keep that. We don't keep it secret, and we don't take it from them at the end of the night. Our drivers get their delivery fee and their tips.
Outstanding. Well, AJ, one more time, give us the website and the phone number, buddy.
Yes, sir. That's going to be, phone number is 251-473-0730, and the website is portcitydeliveries.com. That's PORTCITYDELIVERIES. com. That's kind of mouthful.
Well, Dave, we appreciate AJ. We appreciate you getting on here with us this morning and explaining all this to us and
yakking about snacking.
Get out there, folks, and support these local businesses. Man.
Absolutely, yep,
this is a niche.
Yeah, support these guys and listen to them on Sunday mornings if you're up.
All right,
thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot, AJ. Yeah, there is no mistaking when the Port City printer goes off in a restaurant either.
Yeah, it is distinctive. And I know AJ, and he's a great guy, and he gets out there and works. Only one thing about him, he's got that man bun going on.
Folks, when we come back, I'm going to talk about a few places that I visited up in Nashville on my super secret World Food Championship trip.
I want to hear.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go, because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Home protection means feeling safe and secure. That's why the Alabama Electronic Security Board of Licensure created a special website where you can check to see if your home security company is licensed in our state. Check before you hire a new provider, and if they come door to door, never feel pressured. Check their license for your security at licensedsecurity.org. This message brought to you by the Alabama Electronic Security Board of Licensure and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
This is Jerome from Birmingham, previously from Paul Feinbaum Show.
Anyone who wants to stand up for one of these coaches or players, good luck. Do it at your own risk. It's an ugly, stinking affair. But anyone who thinks college basketball is pure and pristine, it's a dirty sport. Let's just face the facts. None of this is a surprise.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty. The Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Chef Rob, the Irish Pub and Grill. You're listening to Spin 2 with Mike and Stu.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, I know you got a lot to say, but I just want to give a shout out to Eugene's Monkey Bar in downtown. They invited us to have lunch there a week or so ago. Phenomenal food, man. We had a prime rib pull boy. Prime rib pull boy. All four of us ordered.
I have eaten at Eugene's, and it is a fantastic experience. My friend Jenna is one of the chefs there, and Yeah, it's a fantastic place.
It really is. And they are really making a push on their brunches. And they actually got a pretty good deal on their mimosas and their Bloody Mary bar. But please get by there. They got a beautiful place. And it's facing Bevel Square.
Yeah, facing the square.
And you can get there for Mardi Gras. And it'd be a great place to watch Mardi Gras. But, hey, go online and look at AL.com and read the great story they have about Dwayne Nutter at Southern National. He's a big guy, 6 foot 6 inches tall. Mm-hmm. He's a big old boy, I tell you what. But I've been wanting to get by there. I still haven't made it by there to eat yet, but I'm getting there.
It's on our short list right now.
That is.
Short list.
But go ahead, man. Tell me all about Nashville.
Okay. Well, man, I learned some stuff.
As long as you learned something.
I got some top secret stuff going on. Sometimes I can't tell you no top secret stuff.
You didn't have to kill me.
But there are some big announcements coming from World Food Championship.
Oh, and when
I say big, I mean ginormous.
Big old?
Big old. Big old announcements coming soon. They're going to shock and dismay. Really shock and dismay. I learned a lot of great stuff up there. I got some little tricks that I learned to help me compete this year. I'm competing in burger. But it was also part of, I hadn't been back to Tennessee in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lived there most of the 90s. I made 2 trips back now in the 21 years I've been gone. Not enough trips. The Saturday of the convention we were at, I was confident I could find my way from the cabin back to downtown Cookeville without my GPS, and I was wrong. And when I realized the mistake, I was 20 minutes north of Cookeville at the time the conference was starting.
Oh.
And it would have been a half hour in, and I just looked at Heather and said, I guess we're going hiking. So I said, breakfast near us, into Google. And what came up was All Good City Diner in All Good, Tennessee. Never been to All Good. I can tell you this, it's all good and all good.
It's all good.
Yeah, and so country ham biscuits. I had a good old country boy breakfast. Tennessee does some of the best smoked ham in the world, folks. So when you're in Tennessee and you see country ham on the menu, get the country ham on the menu. Stuff is good. We also had coffee from a place right there in Cookeville. The conference was in Cookeville, which is about an hour outside of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
About halfway between Nashville and Knoxville. It's in the foothills leading into the Smokies. Just a beautiful area. The place in Cookeville is called Broast Tennessee Coffee Roasters.
Hmm.
And that was some fine stuff. Now, Nashville, a friend of mine were celebrating their wedding anniversary. I hadn't seen him in years, so we went there and, we had a cookout, and that's how we celebrated. The next morning, they took us to brunch on Music Row at a place called Jackson's that I had been hearing about. It wasn't open when I was there. Mike, this Monte Cristo was phenomenal. Phenomenal Monte Cristo. Everything at this place, just terrific. A little slow, but that's okay, because right across the street is the world-famous Pancake Pantry. And my friend David said, we can go there, but if you want to eat when they open at 8:30, we'll need to be in line at 5 a.m. Mm. And I said, no, thank you. We'll sleep in. So even though our service was a little slow at Jackson's, we got in, ate, and left before a lot of people even got through those lines at Pancake Pantry. Which, if you go to Nashville, as long as it's not a weekend, I highly recommend Pancake Pantry for breakfast. Last time I was there, they had over 25 different pancakes.
Wow.
And the best steak and eggs breakfast in America. They got hash browns like no one else. But on the way back, we got hungry.
Imagine that.
Yeah, got hungry. And we're around Huntsville area.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what's up here that I haven't eaten at in years? What? Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue. Decatur, Alabama. Birthplace of Alabama white barbecue sauce.
I started asking you to bring me some of that back.
It is. You can buy it in the store. It's commercially available. It's nothing like having it in the restaurant.
Because
you can tell every single sauce on that table is made there.
Mm-hmm.
The black pepper in that white sauce was freshly cracked, and you could taste the nuttiness of the pepper. Chris Lilly is one of the finest pit masters in America, as is evidenced by his three world championships at the Memphis in May and 10-time world champion in pulled pork at Memphis in May. This man can do it.
Yeah, I met him 2 years ago at the World Food Championship.
He's fantastic. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And Marty Duncan was there 2 days later. And so if you're in North Alabama, you got a hankering. They have a barbecue trail in North Alabama now. We picked up the brochure on it. But number one on that list, hit Big Bob Gibson's. Then venture out. It's not that far off. That's really my first time at Decatur in years. Beautiful city. We want to go back. Wheeler Lake there on the Tennessee River. We got to get a cabin.
Yeah.
We're cabin people now. By the way, we hiked two waterfalls, two of the most technical hikes of my life. And to be able to make them at 50 years old, 2 years out of almost dying, I'm with it.
I want to tell you, Northeast Alabama is beautiful up
beautiful.
There.
Beautiful.
Little
gorgeous.
River Canyon, all the waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
Great things to see and do up there.
Yeah. We have something that's very unique in this country in that we're a state that has both a coastline and genuine mountains.
Yeah.
Mississippi is a wonderful coastline. They got no mountains. Louisiana, no mountains. Texas has both. Mm-hmm. Florida's got coastline out the wazoo.
No mountains.
Yeah, the highest point in the state of Florida is Crestview at 200 feet above sea level.
I thought it was their landfill right Mm-mm. there at the state
nope.
line.
It is that
That's
hill.
Pretty high.
No, it
That's
is that hill high. That Crestview sits on is the highest point in the state of Florida.
Now, I've been, 200 I've been through feet. There, but I swear when I'm driving across the state
north
line, I'll see that.
Huh? It's north of Crestview.
It's north just a hair north of Crestview.
Well, it's a pretty good way.
Okay.
I thought it was that landfill because I can see it from miles away when I'm driving down I-10.
Yeah. But, so Alabama is very unique in that we have both coastline and mountains. And those of us that live on the coast need to go visit the mountains because the ones that live in the mountains sure come down to the Gulf.
Yeah, they do. They clog up our roads along with Louisiana and Texas.
Yeah, but the diversity of ecology in this state is incredible, and I wish people would learn that.
Mm-hmm.
The Smokies are beautiful, and I encourage everyone, you need to go to Gatlinburg once.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a cabin and seclusion, Lookout Mountain's got it.
Yeah.
You know, Mentone is a beautiful
little
town.
I was about to say.
Love Mentone, Alabama. That whole area up there is just gorgeous. So stay in state now and then.
We used to go up there with the Boy Scouts, and there's a Boy Scout camp up in Mentone. Mm-hmm. Just gorgeous. Big boulders right there.
Yeah.
Right there in the Boy Scout camp area. Right.
And it's beautiful. If you need some civilization, you're not far from Chattanooga, which we rode through. I went through a part of Chattanooga I had not seen. And because usually when I went to Chattanooga and then went west, we went 24. This time it was 40 since north.
Oh,
of the
cool.
City.
Man, we got to talk more about this off the air. I want to know more of such of those big secrets. But folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Think local, stay local.
People who own a local business, be local too.
Yeah, you be local too, local businesses.
There
it goes both ways.
That's it. Folks, have a good day.
Dave Matthews, here we come. Ooh, I'm sleeping in all day. Mike, say goodbye.
Provolone, folks.
Provolone.